Welcome again to another episode of Jim's Child of the 60s. This is episode number 11, and hi, I'm Jim Witte. The first song that you heard in that intro was from a group called The Shadows of Night from Chicago, Illinois, with a song called Shake from 1966. And you may be more familiar with The Shadows of Night. Their biggest hit was a song called Gloria, which was a cover of a Them song. Thanks for joining me here, and if you enjoyed past shows, you will definitely enjoy this episode of Jim's Child of the 60s, as we feature rare garage, obscure stuff, oddities, and the odd little bit of country thrown in too. So, and as I'm making this, it's about minus 16 degrees Celsius here where I am, so it's a perfect time to listen to a show like this and cuddle up and enjoy the song.
Sounding greater than ever, tearing up the hullabaloo with Hey Joe, Get Out of My Life Woman, and all their other fabulous hits. Don't miss the return of The Leaves, plus an all-star show going on starting tonight at the hullabaloo. Also, the phenomenal Captain Beefheart and his magic band returning to headline Friday night's Out of Sight Hullabaloo After Hours. Did I say tonight? Well, I was invited down tonight. They're having a special thing down there. And this is going to be, remember? I was there at the Hullabaloo several nights, all night long, wailing and going with the all-night shows and everything. Okay, and if I get a chance, I'm going to drop down there tonight.
Stay, don't talking. Man, don't slow down your walking. Do everything with a kiss to seal it. To get your kicks out of trying to steal it.
I hope you enjoyed that set. And the first song that we heard in that set was a group called Heart from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, with a song called Treat Me So Bad from 1967. And after that, we heard a group from Los Angeles, California called The Leaves, with a cover of a song called Words that many 60s groups covered, including The Monkees. And that song was from 1967. And finally, we heard from a group called The Minor Birds from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, from 1966. And this group really didn't amount to much, but many of the members went on to other groups who had to wait to find fame in other groups apart from the Minor Birds. And one of those members was Neil Young, who went on later to Buffalo Springfield, and also Bruce Palmer, who also went on to Buffalo Springfield after this particular group. And two members that later went on to Steppenwolf, Nick St. Nicholas and Goldie McJohn. An interesting note is that the lead singer from this group was a guy named James Ambrose Johnson, but he had to wait to the 80s to have any sort of chart success, and he used the stage name of Rick James, Super Freak fame. So there's a little bit of tidbit information that you may have wanted to know. And thanks for joining Jim's Child of the 60s. And if you have any comments or suggestions, please feel free to write me at jwitty@simpatico.ca. I like any requests or suggestions. And I had one fan write me in named Anthony Glowacki. Thanks, Anthony, for writing in. And he commented how much he liked the show and that he's from the Chicago area. So thanks, Anthony. I appreciate any comments I get. Any particular songs you want to hear, please feel free to request. They could be anything like the songs that follow.
If I call you by some name that perhaps is not your name, will you try to understand? that I never had it planned. But at times my thoughts do slip, and her name comes to my lips, and I'll call you by some name that perhaps is not your name. If I look into your eyes, like there's someone else's eyes, oh, you need not sympathize, but I wish you'd realize that it's not been very long since the one I love's been gone. If I look into your eyes, like there's someone else's eyes. Like I once gave all my love, you can tell yourself at last he's forgotten all the past and the thousand yesterdays need no longer cross your way. If I give you all my love, like I once gave all my love. By some name that perhaps is not your name, will you try to understand that I never had it planned? But at times my thoughts do slip, and the name comes to my lips, and I'll call you by some name. That perhaps is not your name.
One little tear from my true love's eye, one drop of rain from the clouds in the sky. Too many miles between us, too many miles, to see the rain and all the tears I cry. One grain of sand that we found near the sea, one gentle hand that you once gave to me. Too many miles between us, too many miles, to see the sand and hold you to me.
Do you want to come?
Got a better idea. I'll make you some. Got this pizza mix by Chef Boyardee. It beats going out.
This I gotta see.
It's got everything a pizza mix should. It's even got cheese.
But does it taste good?
It's scrumptious. Makes real pizza crust crisp as can be.
Don't all mixes do that?
Only Chef Boyardee.
Is the sauce real pizza?
The sauce is great.
Is the cheese real pizza?
Best you ever ate.
Is it real fast pizza?
Oh, it's ready in minutes. Real pizza pie. With the chef's touch in it.
Sure beats going out.
Well, I gotta agree. The pizza mix that rates is Chef Boyardee.
Get Chef Boyardee complete pizza mix. Beats frozen pizza, even beats going out. Pizza pie in minutes.
Mmm, with the chef's touch in it.
Thanks for joining me, and welcome back again to episode 11 of Jim's Child of the 60s on Podomatic.com. The first song that we heard in that set was from a group called The Poppers from Toronto, Ontario, with a song called If I Call You By Some Name from 1967. And after that, we heard a group from the Beatles' hometown of Liverpool called The Searchers with a song called Too Many Miles from 1965. And the final song from that set was from a group called The Morning Dew from Topeka, Kansas, with a song called Sycamore Dreamer from 1967. I just welcome you back again and hope you enjoyed that last set. I try to fill this show with songs that you may not have heard. And unless you're a real diehard collector, you probably haven't heard these songs, so it's all brand new to you. And I enjoy hearing songs like this myself when I discover them. And I'm always on the lookout for any rare, obscure 60s song that I haven't heard. And when I come across such a song or a group, I like to feature them here for my listeners here on Jim's Child of the 60s. And if you come across any of these particular songs, please feel free to send them along to jwitty@simpatico.ca. And I'm sure our listeners here at Jim's Child of the 60s would appreciate any rare, obscure stuff that you may have that they haven't heard before. So the listeners that listen to the show may appreciate those songs, like the ones that are coming up right now.
And crisp Rice Krispies.
Oh! get along with you. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll say all night, gonna leave you alone. Don't believe I love you. You can count on being alone, cause I don't need your love anymore. No, no, I don't want your love anymore. No, 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 I don't want me. I can't live without you. I don't want your...
Thanks for tuning in to Jim's Child of the 60s, and welcome back. The first song that we heard in that set was from a group called The Furniture, with a song called I Love a Baby from 1966. Following that, we heard from the Chocolate Watch Band from San Jose, California, with a song called Don't Need Your Lovin' from 1967. Thanks again for tuning in to Jim's Child of the 60s, and please feel free to write me at jwitty@simpatico.ca, as I always enjoy getting responses and input from my listeners. And the last song that we were playing before we close out Episode 11 of Jim's Child of the 60s is from the Guess Who from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, with a cover of the Beatles song Penny Lane from 1967. And most of my listeners know that I always like to feature at least one Beatles or Beatles-related classic in my show, and this is my contribution to that edict. So until next time, until Episode 12 of Jim's Child of the 60s, take care, and I'll see you then.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laugh at him behind his back. And the banker never wears a Mac. To the Queen, he likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine. We should have